Okay, you guys, everyone wants to know, are you DTF? Down to farm, that is. That's right. Farmer Wants a Wife is back on Fox with four hot new farmers looking for the love of their lives. But are these ladies ready to take on farm life? And you know dating one woman has its challenges, but juggling five? These farmers are gonna have their hands full. Don't miss the all-new season of Farmer Wants a Wife Thursday on Fox.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Birdland Today. It's Thursday, March 6th, but that doesn't really matter because today I'm not going to share about stats. I'm not going to share about, really, this is kind of evergreen. I want to share about kind of being an Orioles fan and how I feel going into this year, because it reminds me so much of what makes me an Oriole fan, how I became an Oriole fan, and all of that. And I feel like I keep trying to wrap my head around this idea of why 2025 is an amazing time to become an Oriole fan, because I truly think it is. And I'm trying to figure out, and I've been trying to figure out how to bring that in to a podcast, to a blog post. So I took some time and kind of wrote out a little story. So, this is about me. I was born into this world with orange and black running through my veins. Unfortunately, I'm also born too late to actually witness an Orioles World Series win. The last World Series championship was in 1983, when I was just 3 years old. Way too busy with Sesame Street to try to understand baseball. I mean, I could not handle the simple tasks of not spilling my juice or bottle or whatever three-year-olds do that I can't even remember at this time. Who knew that there was this amazing movement going on in Baltimore that would never again happen in my lifetime? Well, at least the next 42 years. I'm pretty hopeful now that maybe I'll finally get that World Series. So, by the time I was 8, that's when reality hit me like a Mike Mussina fastball to the ribs. The Orioles started that 1988 season by losing 21 straight games. 21. And if you think about it, it's almost an entire month without a win. And I didn't even know that was possible. I'm just starting to get into baseball. And you'd think that would have taught me a lesson about tempering my expectations as an Orioles fan. But no, baseball's already sunk its hooks into me. And just like that, boom, we had the 1989 season. The why not Orioles? Now, why not Orioles? That's my childhood right there. I have that season memorized. I wore out that VHS tape I bought from Super Fresh so many times. Now, the 1989 Orioles, what made them special? They were young, exciting, and oh so close to making the playoffs. Give me Greg Olson's knee-buckling curveball, Ben McDonald's golden arm, Mike Devereaux in the outfield tracking down fly balls all day. Steve Finley running into the wall. Mickey Tettleton behind the plate with his Fruit Loops. That team taught me what it meant to love baseball. They weren't supposed to be good. That VHS tape back then starts with the Orioles way. And the Orioles way is a thing. It's the thing that we think of with Calvin Sr., but it has been passed on over and over again. Throughout the team and the fans. And I really feel like by having a owner that's a fan means we're going to see all that come back into Birdland, and I'm excited about that. But these 89 Orioles, they weren't supposed to be good, but they were, and that was intoxicating for a young fan. It was the kind of season that you made and you believe that, like, things are destined to happen. Clutch moments are real. And rally caps, they work. Just so you know, flip that hat inside out, turn it around backwards, whatever you do, the rally cap truly works. That's what I learned in 1989. And then I also learned that the baseball gods are cruel. That season ended with Pete Harnisch stepping on a nail in Toronto. And that stupid nail still haunts me. Because all we had to do was win that game in Toronto, and it would force us to go to a one-game playoff. And this was back before they had, like, the one-game playoff. That's how tight the season was. That's how tight the series was, that we were forcing a one-game playoff. Now, Pete Harnisch, young pitcher, was supposed to start that game, stepped on a nail, could not start. And so, at the age of 9, I learned a great fundamental truth of being an Orioles fan, that hope is dangerous. Hope disappoints. Hope rarely happens. It normally ends with sadness. Now, the 90s brought this new stadium, Camden Yards, which, as you know, remains a baseball cathedral to this day. But back then, it was the hottest ticket in town, and it didn't matter what was going on in the ball field. You couldn't just waltz in and buy a seat. You couldn't. You had to have it ahead of time. You had to earn it. As a family, we sat on the season ticket waiting list for years before finally getting the opportunity to become what they now call Birdland members. When that letter arrived saying it was our time to turn in, it felt like we had won the lottery. Except instead of a cash prize, the prize was a long-term investment of both cash and emotional suffering. And during that time, the Orioles did spend money. They had big names, big payrolls, and big expectations. But even with Cal Ripken Jr., Roberto Alomar, Mike Mussina, Brady Anderson, Eddie Murray coming back, Sammy Sosa, they still didn't win a championship. Brady Anderson had a mysterious 50-homer season and still did not win a championship. Then, darkness. And I'm sure you've heard this before, referred to as the Dark Ages. I believe it was 14 years of straight losing records. And the only thing that changed faster than the manager was the roster. Every year, new players came up. They arrived. They gave us false hopes, the Cavalry 2.0. Hope eternal in Birdland. Those orange-colored glasses excited every year. But it never worked out for the Orioles. Those years of watching the Orioles was a test of patience, endurance, and loyalty. Attendance numbers dropped. Losses piled up. National media ignored us, and we get bitter about that. In Birdland, you know that. But instead of running away, instead of going and joining on to the new team, the Nationals, somehow my fandom of baseball and the Baltimore Orioles deepened. I guess it's kind of like Stockholm Syndrome, except with the birds. Then came the Buck Showalter years, the Adam Jones era. It felt like magic had returned to Baltimore. We had the wild card game, Delmon Young's double. We clinched the division in 2014. It was almost baseball euphoria, but still no World Series, and our championship drought continued. As you know, we're still looking back to 1983. But I think back, and I think through everything in my life, through all that, the Orioles have remained my constant. Through elementary school, middle school, high school, college, marriage, children, yes, two of my kids are named after the Orioles, one after a player, one after the stadium. But would you expect anything else from me? A move to Florida, divorce, remarriage, a new family. The Orioles have always been there for me through life's ups and downs, through everything. They were there when I was a kid. They were there when I was an adult. And I have a sneaky suspicion that the Orioles will still be there when I'm this old man yelling at the TV screen, and I'll be yelling the same thing about bullpen management, about getting the pitcher out of there, about how you're pulling them too early, about what are you doing. And I know better than every manager that's ever done it for the Orioles. Because isn't that how we see things as fans when we yell at the TV? We always know better. And let's be honest, every Orioles fan has at least had at least one moment where they swore they were done. Maybe it was when Jeffrey Mayer interfered with that Tony Tarasco catch in 96. Maybe it was watching a former Oriole hit a walk-off home run against us. Maybe it was losing Manny Machado. Maybe it was another rebuild. Maybe it was John Angelos. Maybe it was Peter Angelos. Every Oriole fan has said at the end of every season, why do I keep doing this to myself? But you see, that's the beauty of the orange and black. You hear your childhood announcers in your head. You hear John Miller in your head. You hear Rex Barney in your head. You hear Gary Thorne's voice in your head. And when you step into Camden Yards on a warm summer night and you see Boog's Barbecue over on Utah Street, you suddenly, everything comes back. I've referred to Camden Yards many times as a church, as a place where it seems like everything is right in the world and I can come for peace. Jerry Seinfeld once joked that sports fans just root for laundry. And I get his point, but let's be real. It's something more. Baseball, specifically Orioles baseball, it's like time travel. Every game reminds me of watching baseball as a kid. And now in 2025, when I'm watching a young, talented team that's going to take the field this year, it brings me totally back to that 9-year-old kid cheering on the Why Not Orioles and falling in love with the game. That's what we have that's special about this team this year, is young kids that love playing baseball. And I'm just so excited to go to Camden Yards and look around at the little kids, the young kids, including my own son and Matt's son, Silas, my nephew, and Bert's son, Albie, and see these boys fall in love with not just baseball, but Orioles baseball through a team of young kids that, yeah, there's more excitement and, yeah, there's more opportunity for them and more expectations for this team. But still, they're never expected to win. And I think when I look back at my life and I look back as my time with the Orioles, does anything bring it together better than James Earl Jones and Field of Dreams? The one constant through all the years has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of our past. It reminds us of all that was once good and what could be again. And as I look at the 2025 Orioles, that's how I feel. It takes me right back to being a child, being an Oriole. No words are truer. This year we have Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westberg, Colton Cowser, Felix Bautista, Jackson Holliday. Those are players who are going to etch their names into Orioles history books, just like the guys I started this podcast with, the Greg Olson, the Ben McDonald, the Cal Ripken Jr. And I am so jealous of the 9, 10, and 11-year-old kids who are about to experience the joys of baseball for the first time. Because if they're lucky, they're going to get the moment that I've been waiting for my entire life. An Orioles World Series championship that this time I'll actually remember. So let's go O's. Please, this year, let's make a 45-year-old me as happy as the 9-year-old me once was. Just please, no more nails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.